Shadows of the Cross, Wrestling with Evil and Suffering in Gothic Faith. Hey there, fellow night wanderers and seekers of deeper truths. Here's a corner of the Gothic soul where black lace meets eternal hope. We're going to dive into one of the biggest questions any believer ever faces. Why does a good God allow so much suffering and evil? Here's a classic problem of evil dressed up in Gothic velvet. Here we'll keep it real, casual, and full of that shadowy comfort that draws us to the cross. No fancy theology lectures, just honest talk from the heart. It's dusk in an old cathedral. Stained glass windows shine blood red and deep purple light across the stone floors. Outside, thunder rolls and the world feels heavy with pain. Wars rage, hearts break, diseases steal loved ones, and innocent people cry out in the night. If God is so powerful and loving, why doesn't he just stop it all? It's a question that's haunted both believers and skeptics. We don't run from the dark in Gothic fashion. A candle is lit in it, and we look straight at the shadows. Let's start with the basics. Evil isn't an abstract concept. It's hurt, suffering, that makes you question everything. Natural disasters tear apart lives, human cruelty multiplies pain, and personal losses leave us feeling alone in the fog. Gothic apologetics don't pretend that these things don't exist. But instead, they're woven into faith's rich imagery. Think about the cross. It symbolizes suffering. It was Jesus hanging there in agony. If anyone understands suffering, it's him. He knew betrayal, physical pain, and the weight of the world's sin. The best way to approach this is to remember that God gave us free will. Love can't be forced. You have to choose to love, and in that freedom lies the possibility of choosing wrong. Evil often flows from people turning away from goodness. We see it in history, in the news, in our own struggles. But God doesn't leave us there in the darkness. In the incarnation, God steps into our story, feels our pain, and carries it. Jesus wept. Injustice made him angry. That's not a distant God. That's a God who walks with us in the graveyard. Likewise, suffering shapes us. In Gothic tales, characters grow through trials. Faith works the same way. Hardship can refine us like fire on steel, building compassion, endurance, and longing for heaven in us. As it says in Romans, suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance builds character. God doesn't cause every bad thing, but he can weave even the darkest threads into something meaningful. Look at saints and martyrs, for example. Despite their shadows, their light shines brighter. In those moments when you don't know what to do, Gothic faith invites you to lament. Not every answer fits neatly into a coffin. Some pain is hard to explain. Rage against the night, but don't give up hope. God is sovereign. One day, all tears will be wiped away. Death and mourning will never happen again. That promise stands out like a Gothic spire piercing the clouds. The resurrection is the ultimate Gothic twist. Death looked good, but it lost. The tomb became empty. Christ rose, proving that suffering and evil don't win. Our faith is rooted there. In the meantime, we're called to fight evil where we can. Comfort the grieving, fight injustice, love fiercely in a broken world. That's the Gothic Christian call, being lights in the dark. As creation groans from the fall, we see both beauty and brutality. But even in that, we see God's artistry. A storm can destroy, but it can also bring life-giving rain. The same God who allows the storm provides shelter in it too. Trusting God means believing he's good no matter what. For a moment, let's talk about doubt. Wrestling is okay. Gothic souls have gone through seasons of questioning. The key is to wrestle with God, not away from him. Bring your anger, your confusion, your sorrow to the cross. He can handle it, and community helps too. We're not alone when we gather with other Christians, share the burden in candlelight fellowship. Ultimately, the problem of evil finds its answer in Jesus. With him, we find purpose in pain, hope in despair, and victory in what seems like defeat. Gothic faith thrives in this tension. It embraces the macabre reality of the world while clinging to the promise of redemption. Remember as we close this reflection that suffering doesn't define us. God's love does. He's writing a story that ends in glory. Keep walking through the shadows, friends. The cross stands firm, and dawn is coming. You can rest in the one who conquered death with your Gothic heart.